Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies for your Friday forecast, low 90s. We have a chance for showers and thunderstorms, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts in the mid-20s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, partly cloudy, 63 for your low. Saturday, we'll see plenty of sunshine as we warm to a high temperature around 83. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 73.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Police in Lawrence investigating a death in the parking lot of a grocery store. Lawrence Police Spokesman Patrick Compton says officers were called to a Dillon's grocery store yesterday morning and found the victim in the parking lot. Authorities have taken into custody 54-year-old Robert Davis of Lawrence. He was booked into jail on possible charges of second-degree murder and cruelty to animals. No other information was immediately available. There are many overwhelmed hospitals in the Kansas City area that are putting critically ill COVID-19 patients on planes, helicopters, and ambulances and sending them hundreds of miles. The Delta variant of the virus, combined with low vaccination rates in many states, is causing a surge that has hospitals scrambling to find bed space. The issue is that large hospitals in urban areas already were full and struggling with staffing problems before this most recent surge of COVID started. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Fall harvest and Husker harvest days are just around the corner, but Abilene Machine wants you to save money today. During August, receive a 10% discount before Husker harvest days on new, remanufactured, and used ag replacement parts just by calling Abilene Machine and placing your order.
That's right, 10% off any order in August just by mentioning this ad.
Call 1-800-255-0337 or visit them online at AbileneMachine.com. Again, call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
The Lawrence Humane Society says that a dog that was stabbed at a grocery store in an attack that killed its owner is expected to recover. The organization said in a social media post that the dog named Bear sustained a stab wound to his side early Wednesday in the attack at a Dillon store in Lawrence. The dog's owner, 66-year-old Daniel Evan Brooks of Lawrence, was killed. The Lawrence Humane Society says the dog initially was in shock, but his wound has been repaired and his prognosis is good. A man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of second-degree murder and cruelty to animals. Many overwhelmed hospitals with no beds to offer, putting critically ill COVID-19 patients on planes, helicopters, and ambulances, and sending them miles away for treatment. The Delta variant of the virus combined with low vaccination rates in many states, causing a surge that has hospitals scrambling to find bed space, even if it means sending patients far away from home. I'm Rick Averett with your Friday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Law enforcement agencies across the state warning residents of an increased risk following a spate of drug overdose deaths in Nebraska. The Omaha and Lincoln Police Departments, along with the Nebraska State Patrol and Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, have issued a joint news release saying there have been 21 overdoses, 8 resulting in death in Lincoln and Omaha over a 6-day span that began August 10th. Officials say the majority of the overdoses involved the use of cocaine that had been laced with the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl. Fentanyl is 50 times more potent than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine, and a dose equivalent in size to a few grains of salt can be fatal. And in Millard, a suburb of Omaha, the school district requiring an entire elementary class to quarantine at home after a cluster of virus cases was found among students. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. 2020 census numbers are out, with the state of Kansas growing population by nearly 3% since 2010. 84,762 additional residents were counted, for an increase of 2.97%, primarily in urban and metropolitan areas. Statewide population count as of 2020, 2,937,880. Marshall County lost a net 79 people over the decade, falling to 10,038, for a decline of 0.78%. Washington County fell by 269 to 5,530 residents, for a 4.64% decrease. Nemahal County gained 95 people, growing to 10,273, for a 0.95% increase. Statewide, Nebraska's population increased by 7.4%, gaining 135,163 residents to 1,961,504. Locally, Gage County lost 607 people, or 2.7% over the decade, for a total population count of 21,704. Pawnee County was down 8.3%, losing 229 residents for a net 2,544. And Jefferson County lost 307, or 4.1%, for a count of 7,240. Another COVID-related fatality was reported in Nemahal County this past week, bringing the total this past year and a half to 56. The unidentified individual was over the age 65. Positive cases had fallen from 36 to 45 in Nemahal County the week previous. Marshall County stands at 19 positive cases, 16 of which are reported unvaccinated, none currently hospitalized. This is down 6 over the past week and marks the lowest so far this month. Washington County this week reports 12 positive cases with no hospitalizations. Third dose booster shots for immunocompromised individuals have been authorized, although timelines for the vaccinations are yet to be determined. Anyone over the age of 12 is eligible for a free vaccination. Contact your county health department. The August board meeting for Marysville USD 364 was mostly routine business and updates, including plans for the upcoming school year and an update on construction project at the Marysville High School Stadium. The September meeting has been moved to Monday the 13th, and a budget hearing can happen as part of the regular meeting. A teacher reception will also be held prior. Further details for the district will be among topics with USD 364 Superintendent Michael Couch as part of our public affairs program, airing this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Couch will be joined by Valley Heights Superintendent Melissa Kennedy. The program wraps up a visit with each of the area school superintendents highlighting district activities. The annual Beatty Milo Festival is this weekend, beginning tonight with a petting zoo and kitty carnival. Co-ed softball begins. A glow run is planned at 9, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival will include a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, antique tractor pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. This year, food trucks will be featured beginning Saturday at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more throughout the weekend. Full schedule of events on their Facebook page for the 52nd annual Beatty Milo Festival this weekend. David F. Dave Bates, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dave Bates. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potato, Malibu blend, and mandarin oranges. Monday's menu, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, beets, apricots, and a cookie. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a cold front that will be making its way through the central plains. This will give us a chance for severe storms later this afternoon into the evening hours. These storms are expected to develop near a frontal boundary late this afternoon and then form into lines and clusters of storms that will continue to push eastward across northeast and east central Kansas. Now, the main hazards will be damaging winds and large hail and some locally heavy rainfall. We will have the severe threat in the forecast for tonight, but the heat is also in the forecast. We do have a heat advisory that will be going into effect late this afternoon for the forecast area as our heat indices reach 105. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature, mid-August, 89, record high on the state, 105. The average low, 66, the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:45. 72 with a cloudy overcast this morning, and we've got some scattered showers, a line of very narrow line of thunderstorms pushing along the Kansas state line. And primarily in southeast Nebraska, now showing up in Jefferson County, up just to the south-southeast Fairbury. That activity may continue to build here over the next hour or two. Not expected to bring much, if anything, as far as widespread precipitation. Tracking a bit lighter shell of activity just north of Marysville. Little bit of activity to our south, down to the south of Manhattan. But these are hit and miss. Showers this morning. Better chance later today or tonight. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 20th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Dodgers beat the Mets again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Mets wanted revenge after they were swept by the Dodgers in New York last week, but history is on the path to repeating itself.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs to Trey Turner with Muncy on deck, and a ground ball to the right side. In the right field for a base hit pass to diving Jeff McNeil. McKinney comes in to score.
The call on KLAC. LA wins it 4-1. Their seventh straight victory. The Dodgers now 2.5 games behind the National League West leading Giants. NFL, the Patriots drubbed the Eagles 35-0 in their second preseason game on Thursday. Quarterback Cam Newton threw for 103 yards and a TD, while Mac Jones threw for 146. Coach Bill Belichick on Newton's second year with the team.
Season's pretty early here. You know, we all have a long way to go, so not really worried about, you know, last year or some other year. Just worried about moving ahead this year. And, you know, we have a It's a new year. It's a new team.
This is ABC Sports. Tennis, Naomi Osaka's return to the WTA Tour didn't last long. The world number two fell to 76th-ranked Jill Teichman on Thursday at the Western and Southern Open. Despite the loss, Osaka's grateful it happened.
But I also thought that my performance in Tokyo was also lingering in my mind a bit because I felt like I was overly aggressive there. So I feel like I learned a lot from this match today, and I thought that if anything to take away from this, I tried my best throughout the entire match, so I can sleep at night.
A temporary restraining order against Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is no more after a Los Angeles judge ruled against a woman's request that it be made permanent. The judge ruling Bauer did not pose a threat to the woman. The commissioner's office extended Bauer's administrative leave a sixth time, running through August 27th, while Pasadena police and the commissioner's office continue to investigate. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight. With the high school sports season coming just around the corner, head over to the podcast page on CandyYRadio.com and check out the TBL Spotlight. Each week, we'll have scores and stats from all of the Twin Valley League games, as well as in-depth interviews with coaches and players. The TBL Spotlight, coming August 23rd to KNDYRadio.com.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several of the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500 LTZ71s. A 21 Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, it's a Z71 edition. And they have a new 2021 Chevy Trailblazer all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Grants from a variety of programs have allowed the U.S. Grains Council to expand and deepen programs in markets of the future in recent years. Supplementing contribution from council members and the Market Access Program and foreign market development programs administered by USDA. Awarded by USDA's Foreign Ag Service, the MAP supports the building of commercial export markets for U.S. ag products through marketing, trade servicing, and promotional activities. Similar, FMD assists trade associations in crafting, expanding, and maintaining long-term export markets for U.S. ag products. Both allocated for a singular calendar year, the funds from the programs are distributed across the more well-established programs that the Grains Council supports internationally. In addition to the annual MAP and FMD funding, the Grains Council uses multi-year grants to allow for a broader focus on building long-term markets for U.S. coarse grains. USDA announcing details of the Pandemic Market Volatility Assistance Program yesterday. Through the program, USDA will provide $350 million in pandemic assistance payments to dairy farmers who received a lower value for their products due to market abnormalities caused by the pandemic. The assistance is part of a larger package, including permanent improvements to the Dairy Margin Coverage Safety Net program. USDA will contact eligible handlers and cooperatives to notify them of the opportunity to participate in the program. USDA will distribute payments to participating handlers within 60 days of entering into the agreement, the program part of the $6 billion pandemic assistance that USDA announced back in March. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
MarysvilleLivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at LMAauctions.com with details on the Sale Barn website. Or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
Well, friends, if you've wondered if we're doing any business with China, all you have to do is be a soybean farmer. And then you should know, because in the last week, friends, five straight days of buying by the Chinese have pushed their sales up big time. And boy, is that good news. Also pushed our prices up, too. Soybean prices needed some help. They got it. Five-day buying spree by China really looks good. By the way, we had a Chinese-American trade mission meeting about a week or so ago. Didn't go very well. But it doesn't mean a thing. They're going to get back together again, and let's hope that they eat a better breakfast that day and they'll be a little bit happier. You suppose maybe that'll work. In the meantime, thank you, China, because I got to tell you, they're buying a lot of grain. In fact, 131,000 metric tons of soybeans. They showed sales of 300,000 to unknown destinations the day before, and that was all China, it looks like. In total agricultural exports, 21% of total sales and ag exports to China, $28.3 billion so far this year, an increase of, listen to this, 155% compared to last year. So we need to say thank you, China. We need to sell you some more beans. I hope you don't leave us next week. We've got some to sell you and a good crop coming on. Just looked at mine. We've had a little rain. Might get a little more. And I got to tell you, soybean harvest is going to have a lot of bushels. We've got a USDA report coming up, which I don't have a lot of faith in because those guys don't know how to start a tractor, let alone cut beans. But in any event, that's what the trade looks at, so we have to. We've got some pretty good business cooking out there, even above the Chinese buying. So, all total, we're hanging in there pretty good on the sales. See you on the next Techline Report.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Is it possible for a rainbow to form at night? The surprising answer in a moment on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our new start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 20th, the 232nd day of the year. Rock vocalist Robert Plant has a birthday, and on this day in 1974, Gerald Ford nominated Nelson Rockefeller to be vice president. Here's a question that intrigued us to investigate. Is it possible for a rainbow to form at night? Surprisingly, the answer is yes. When water droplets in the air catch enough light from a bright moon and the angle is right, a dim lunar rainbow or moonbow can form. They are extremely rare, but there is one place known for producing them with some regularity, a waterfall in southeastern Kentucky. Visitors flock to Cumberland Falls during the full moon with hopes of seeing a moonbow in the mist of the falls. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. A cloudy overcast, 72 degrees this morning in Marysville. A few light scattered showers popping up here and about northeast Kansas. Might have a thunderstorm or two up in southeast Nebraska. Jefferson County, southern Jefferson County, showing a little bit of activity. Very narrow band, though, and not developing this hour. Better chance for precipitation later today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. A win for the Wind Surge on Thursday, a loss for the Royals. We'll start with the Wichita Wind Surge, whose offense exploded for 14 runs on 21 hits as they cruised to a three-game victory over the Springfield Cardinals. Final score last night, 14-6. With the win, the Wind Surge moved to 3.5 games above second-place Arkansas and Tulsa. The series continues this evening from Springfield, Missouri. First pitch for the Wichita Wind Surge tonight set for 7:05. Aledmys Diaz singled in the go-ahead run in the 10th inning, and the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 6-3 yesterday, avoiding a four-game sweep. Ryan Pressly worked a scoreless ninth for Houston. Christian Javier pitched a perfect 10th for his second save. The Kansas City Royals in Chicago today to open up a three-game series with the Cubs. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
A big week coming up next week on the TVL Spotlight. We talked to Washington County Tiger football head coach Tommy Tryon, as he says his boys are ready to go for that first Friday night.
I had a group of kids that was in the weight room lifting weights with me before school. And, you know, you can tell that they're hungry and they want to be great. So it gets me really excited.
We'll go to Valley Heights High School and speak to Mustang volleyball coach Susan Steinford. And on our first Wayback Wednesday, we'll talk to 1999 girls state basketball champion Jamie Dreyer of the B&B Falcons.
At that point in your life, that's the biggest thing you can ever imagine happening to you. So that was, you know, it was awesome result. Everything you worked for, not only that year, but, you know, me being a basketball person, that's what I shot for by the time I was in kindergarten, sitting in stands watching.
And we get you ready for the first week of action in the Twin Valley League. The TVL Spotlight coming up next week on KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Scratches coming from her stereo. Some drifting cowboy singing on some old radio show. I know he's in there with her, lying on her bed, putting the sorrow in her soul and ideas in her head. Baby's getting high on Hank Williams. This way, I don't know what gets into her when those old records play. Her windows are wide open, the bedroom door is locked. I'll be sleeping on. Just ain't enough. Now she's in there, and dang, if I know why. Baby's getting high on Hank Williams. Dear Lord, he's driving us apart. I got this low-down lonesome feeling. She's got. If there ever was a perfect night, this just might be the one for telling you the way I feel and just how real we've become. If I'm anxious and a little uptight, it's because I wanna ask you this right. If I never stop loving you, will you never start wanting me to? Say you want, that's what I do. For forever with a heart so true. If you'll start and end every day, forever never wanting me to go away, all I'm ever gonna always do is never stop. Forgive me, I'm a little bit nervous. I really rehearsed what to say. It's funny, in front of the mirror, my words sounded clearer today. In my heart.